And that's exactly what I've shared, you know, from our perspective on the board, of where we're seeing such an increase in the number of eligibility appeals, you know, which are coming from transfers that are where the office has denied, executive director has denied eligibility because the transfer didn't fit within our, didn't comply with our bylaws, and therefore the student is ruled to be ineligible for a certain amount of time, up to a year. And you know, due process is in place, obviously. And so if a student, if a family, if a school doesn't agree with the ruling of the executive director, they can appeal it to the board of directors. And when I started on the board 8 years ago, we would get a couple of appeals each month that we meet. Now it's 5, 6, 12 appeals, so much that we've had to schedule additional meetings just to hear appeals, because the idea of, and I think it's twofold. You know, number one, it's the, our society, I think, has gotten to a point where people just don't want to be told no. The litigious nature of the world is that if you don't like being told no, you find another person you can ask yes to get a yes answer, or you file some kind of court order to get what you want. So I think that's one piece of it. And I think the other piece of it that I've said to many people when this topic has come up is we're sitting in the middle with very specific bylaws that govern transfers, that govern eligibility in our member schools. Above us in age is the NCAA, and the transfer portal that I've already referenced is just going nuts with movement and players go from one spot to another, and you watch the NCAA basketball tournament in the last month, both men and women, and every play down the floor, it seems like the commentator will say, you know, a basket by so-and-so, that's the, you know, transfer from whatever school. And, you know, so we're seeing a huge explosion of transfers at the college level because of what the NCAA has allowed to start happening. And then, as Jim, you just referenced, below us in the age levels, and even including us in the age levels, is the club sports, is the travel ball, where, just as you said, I don't like the coach, I don't like the teammates, I'm not happy with the amount of playing time I'm getting or the position I'm being put at, so I'm just going to change teams. And so, you know, I think in both above and below in age groups, we're seeing this, you know, just, you know, increasing in commonality and common practice. And yet, in education-based athletics at the high school and the Illinois High School Association and the IESA, we have bylaws that prevent that from happening, and I think for good reason. But yet that's what's being attacked.